interject to broaden out the conversation. We don't really know what the preconditions are for science to function as it has functioned, let's say in the West, for the last 400 years, but it's certainly the case that real scientists, and there are very few of them, because most scientists are technicians in some real sense, and they're certainly not on the cutting edge, and they're worried about the pushing forward of their career, let's say, and other extraneous issues rather than concentrating on the science at hand. It's an unbelievably stringently ethical enterprise. If you want to be a good scientist, you have to assume that what you don't know should take priority over what you do know. That's hypothesis testing in some real sense. And you also have to be willing to go where the data takes you, and you have to do your statistical analysis in the most honest possible manner. And all of that requires the abiding by an extraordinarily stringent ethic. And yet we tend to think of science as a technical enterprise. And when we presume that it's a technical enterprise, we also presume that, for example, it could take place in any real sense in a totalitarian country, that you can do science in a totalitarian country. And it isn't obvious to me at all that you can do science in a totalitarian country. And the reason for that is that in a totalitarian country, everyone lies about everything all the time.
That's a very good point. And that